My personal vocation is, as I mentioned yesterday, I'm a wife of 27 years and a mother of four children. So the domestic church is close to my heart, where I've really been called to live out my vocation for God. And of course, our diocese does a tremendous job of supporting marriages and families. So here to talk to us a little bit about the diocese's efforts on behalf of the domestic church, Deacon Jerry Brennan and Marianne Thalen. Make them welcome, even though it's church.
Thanks, Mary Beth. We've had a lot of discussion this morning about small faith groups. And one of the things Deacon Ralph Poyo told us is to have a successful small faith group, you need to pray to the Holy Spirit to make sure that that group is something that God wants to happen. Well, we know there's one small faith group that God wants to happen because God started it, the family. And Bishop Boyer and the other bishops in the province of Michigan have initiated a year for marriage beginning with the first Sunday in Advent. And we, with the other dioceses in the state of Michigan, have put a number of materials together we'd like to describe a little bit. There's one package for each parish that will be available just where the food was. So we fed your stomachs before, and now we're going to feed your mind and heart on the question of marriage. So Marianne has agreed to be my Vanna White to demonstrate some of the items, and then she's going to talk in detail about one of the most important items. In this package, we have a letter from Bishop Boyer that supports the year of marriage. We have homiletic aids. There are five Sundays during the year in which the readings particularly focus on family or marriage subjects. And we've put materials together that include materials developed locally, as well as materials from Father Robert Barron, Father Renaro Cantalamessa, Father Francis Martin, and others. We have a universal prayer so that at the intercessions during Mass, we have specific prayers that can be said for family and marriage. We have a prayer for marriage, just like during the Year of Faith, we had a prayer to the Holy Spirit. We have a prayer for marriage that's in the envelope. This is also available on the diocesan website, so you can download it, put it in your missalettes. It should be prayed after the universal prayer at Mass, just like we did with the prayer to the Holy Spirit a few years ago. There's a poster that you can put up. There's both a roll-up poster on a stand like some of our vendors have used, as well as a couple of posters to place around the parish to support this. I'm actually going to cover the last two items now and then let Marianne cover the small faith group materials. The other two items I'd like to mention that will be out there are the diocese is organizing a pilgrimage to the Meeting of Families in Philadelphia next September. I'm sure you saw this week that Pope Francis is going to make that his first trip to the United States. So we're organizing a pilgrimage so the diocese can travel as a group by bus. We have hotels lined up and some very special things that we'll be doing as a diocese. The other item is one of our parishes, the next one south, actually St. Pat's, has had marriage as a very important of their message for a number of years. And on February 7th, 2015, they have a marriage one-day retreat for married couples, and there's materials on that as well. Marianne, I will now be your Vanna White and demonstrate this booklet.
All right. Well, it's wonderful to be a part of this powerful work of the Holy Spirit and be talking about evangelism and small faith discipleship groups and now about Pope Francis and his message to us for families. We, as the diocese, have put together this booklet. It's a small discussion guide that actually is written for families of all ages and stages of life. It includes, it would be appropriate for interfaith families, single parent families. I would recommend whoever gets this booklet, don't let it sit on your desk. Put it into the hands of somebody who has a real heart for marriage, be it your marriage coordinator, a deacon and his wife, just a couple who really wants to help marriage grow and be what it should be in the eyes of Christ. Inside the booklet, when you open your packet, there'll be a prayer card that is beneficial for the families who participate. There's also in the packet a letter that is not in the booklet, but I would recommend when you get this letter, I would put it in that booklet so that whoever leads that group will have that letter that explains how to use it. What I'd like to do is introduce you to the topics of the individual chapters of the booklet, just to get you a little bit excited to see how your parishioners are really longing to talk about some of these topics. The title of the booklet is Man, Woman, and the Domestic Church. God uses marriage to explain his love for the church, and marriage is meant to be a powerful love story. Chapter 1 is the foundation of the booklet. It introduces the idea of dedicating our family table as the altar of our home, where we offer prayers, receive sustenance, and share faith. Our table becomes a safe place, a place that reminds us of the sacred altar of Mass where our true sustenance lies. Chapter 2 discusses the topic of growing through suffering. Families experience suffering, and the Paschal Mystery is our promise of hope. Chapter 3 is about growing in our own faith and passing it on to our families. Chapter 4 is about Christian marriage and how God intends it to be a blessing for those who enter into it. And chapter 5 is about the decline in the number of marriages, the increase in cohabitation, and the challenge of making commitments in today's society. The format of the meetings is simple but powerful, and we just believe that you'll find this to be a very helpful resource for discipling marriage and family in your parish. God bless your efforts, and come Holy Spirit.
One last comment. There is an order form. You can order additional copies of all of these materials through Faith Catholic. That order form will be in your booklet as well as on Faith Catholic's website. Thanks very much.